It's time for our documentary of the week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen. They are the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Tom has this week's pick.
Kim's Video was a mecca for film lovers in New York's East Village. The store was founded by a Korean immigrant. Youngmin Kim was known for renting bootleg editions of hard-to-find films. Store clerk Robert Green describes the rationale for ignoring issues of copyright.
We felt like we were above the law. Like, the law said ownership mattered. We said film knowledge matters more than ownership over movies.
Now, a new documentary called Kim's Video investigates the mystery of what happened to the store's collection of 55,000 tapes and DVDs. Kim's clerk, Lori Kikta, remembers when they abruptly closed in 2008, disappointing loyal fans, including famous directors.
Also having to call all the customers for their late fees. And some people had some insane late fees, including the Coen brothers, who had something like $600.
In a bizarre sequence of events, the collection was moved to a small town in Sicily, where it disappeared from public view. Filmmaker David Redman devises a plan that sounds borrowed from a heist movie to bring the collection back to New York.
Movies to me weren't imaginary. They were real. And sometimes I found it difficult to distinguish between fiction and reality.
We get to see how his scheme plays out in a documentary that has the same outlaw spirit as the original store. Kim's Video is now playing at New York's Quad Cinema. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.